This is just a counted accompaniment of a 12-bar blues, so you know exactly where you are. Quite often when you hear all the other instruments in, it can make it quite hard to hear it changes chords. So if you play along with this one first, you'll find it pretty apparent to know when the chord changes and when to expect the next chord. Once you get used to that overall sound, it'll be easier to pick it up in arrangements where more's going on. So depending where you're at, you can use this, just start with hitting the chord on beat one, and then if you're working on some particular string pattern and the chord changes have come a bit faster, then you can start putting in any of those strumming patterns that you want, even if it's not the same as this downstroke one that I'm going to do. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 2, and 3. Still kind of getting the structure, just rewind this and have another shot at it. You can also use this track for playing the Green Onion blues bass line, or the higher part, 1, 2. So enjoy that.